Corazon Go's house was destroyed when Typhoon Haiyan flooded her Bayside village, but the 56-year-old lost much more than just her home.
It was the last time I saw my daughters. They could not swim in that water.
The body of one daughter, 33-year-old Ellen, was recovered, but her other child, 37-year-old Eden, has not been found. At least 2,600 bodies have been recovered in the city of Tacloban since November's typhoon, but still many more are missing. Specially trained search dogs have been flown into Tacloban from the United States to help with the recovery efforts. Dog handler Jim Houck is with the group Global Dirt.
The terrain we're searching is very difficult. It's very tight mangroves. When we do find remains, we mark it, and we have to hurry up to have the locals come in to remove the remains. You know, our hope is that we go out and we don't find anything. Unfortunately, we do. We do find remains.
Finding the remains of the missing is one challenge for Tacloban. Another is identifying the thousands of corpses that were buried in mass graves after the typhoon.